KQ4LOO is standing by monitoring.
I heard KQ4LOO, LOO, this is KG4ZGS.
I think we've talked before a few times. This is Tau Tango Alpha Lima. How are you?
Tau, this is Chris over here. I'm in Campobello. I'm driving up to Landrum to go to the grocery store with my son. And I'm doing pretty good, man. Having a good day. Got my new GMRS radio in my car, so kind of listening to some of those repeaters. I heard you call in there on the 2 meter, so how are you doing today, Tom?
Trying to decompress from the day at work. Oh my goodness, they try to get us today. But yeah, I'm good. Chris, yeah, I've talked to you before, Campobello. I remember that location. I'm in Piedmont.
Yeah, I remember talking to you. I think I've talked to you a couple times. So, but yeah, no, I get it. The decompression after a day at work. I used to do it and, you know, break my back type work. And for many years, I've been teaching violin. And that sounds like an, I guess, relatively easy, you know, on the physical side of things. But if you teach 10 or 12 students in a row, it becomes mentally taxing. It's just a lot of mental energy to put lesson after lesson after lesson. So at the end of one of those days, I'll be pretty exhausted.
That's my point as far as mental taxation. Oh my goodness. We did 150 trucks and it got, I drive a forklift, so it's not necessarily physical to a, it is to a point, but not necessarily all the time. Well, specifically, not at all physical, unless you have to get off forklifts and break down racks and this, that, and the other. But good gracious, when you're doing 150 trucks back to back to back to back to back to back to back all day long, it gets very mentally taxing. So I can understand that point. And especially when you've got to have certain things that have to go on a truck or get taken off a truck and put in a specific place, yeah, it gets mentally taxing very quickly.
I've only got limited experience on a forklift, but I don't know, 13 or 14 years ago, my wife and I lived up in Pennsylvania, and I had a job for a couple years there at a beer distributor, and they sell beer by the case or by the keg, and it was my job on Thursdays to unload the trucks, and we only ever had 3 trucks, so it's not like 150 trucks or whatever you just said. That sounds insane, but yeah, I remember the owner of the shop taught me how to operate the forklift. I didn't get forklift certified or anything, but I was just there like a mom-and-pop shop, and he taught me how to run that thing as a propane-powered forklift, and I would unload the truck, which was the easy part. And then the hard part was deciding where the pallets would go. Sometimes we just load a pallet into a corner, but other times we'd have to break the pallets down and load them box by box. And that was back-breaking work for sure.
Or sounds physical. But the taxing part comes in when your job requires you to, your entire job actually is body parts for BMW, Volvo, car and truck, Ford, Nissan, Freightliner, Thomas Bus, Peterbilt, Kenworth, this, that, and the other, and you're responsible for all that stuff. It's body parts now. I'm talking about like steel and aluminum body parts. So you got to put racks here, put racks there. You got to do this, you got to do that. You got to separate it, make sure everything's straight, so everything else along the process, because we're the primary source where everything comes into the plant. Everything else relies on you doing your job, and problem is not only is it the people in the off shifts don't do their job and we got to come behind them and fix it, but everybody else comes out and messes up everything you had set up correctly, because the two ways is to just pick what they need, put what they didn't need back where it's supposed to go, and we got to go back and fix that too. So we have to do like the job of everybody else, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's a lot of logistical stuff to stay on top of. You're thinking pretty hard while you're doing all that work and redoing all the other people's work who are incompetent. My buddy works for a vendor for BMW, and he does quality control. They inspect the wiring harness there. Not only does they have to redo the work that sometimes the BMW plant workers do, but then sometimes he has to go back and redo the work that his workers were supposed to do on the reworks of the BMW stuff. So it's hard to find good help, I guess.
A little bit, but I think I caught the gist of what you're saying, but the main problem is my coworkers. They're not doing their part. Good talk to you, Chris.
But I'll get back on it when I'm closer.